Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Say Nothing, a true story of murder and memory in Northern Ireland, author Patrick Radden Keefe delves deep into the heart of the Troubles, a period of ethno-nationalist conflict in Northern Ireland that spanned from the late 1960s to 1998. Using the 1972 disappearance of Jean McConville, a mother of 10, as a narrative focal point, Keefe masterfully uncovers the interconnected lives and secretive operations of key figures involved in the conflict. Through meticulous research and compelling storytelling, Say Nothing sheds light on the complexities and human costs of a struggle that has left indelible marks on individuals and communities. The book not only recounts historical events, but also explores the lingering effects of these events on memory, identity, and the quest for justice. It presents an unforgettable exploration of the moral ambiguities inherent in times of turmoil, making it a significant contribution to the understanding of Northern Ireland's troubled past. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the disappearance of Jean McConville. One of the central narratives in Say Nothing is the disappearance of Jean McConville, a widow and mother of 10, who was abducted from her home in Belfast, 1972. Keefe uses this event to expose the chilling operations of the IRA during the Troubles and the devastating impact these actions had on ordinary families. McConville's case remained a mystery for decades, emblematic of the silent horrors that befell many during this period. Through this storyline, Keefe highlights the human cost of the conflict and the trauma inflicted on those who were caught in the crossfire. The investigation into McConville's disappearance and the eventual revelation of her tragic fate also serve as a poignant commentary on the challenges of seeking truth and reconciliation in post-conflict societies. The author's detailed recounting of McConville's story and its aftermath underscores the profound sense of loss and the enduring scars left by the Troubles. Secondly, the role of Gerry Adams. Gerry Adams, a prominent figure in Northern Irish politics and the leader of Sinn Féin, plays a significant role in Say Nothing. Keefe meticulously examines Adams' controversial and complex involvement with the IRA and his subsequent political career. The book scrutinizes the paradox of Adams' denial of his IRA membership against overwhelming evidence to the contrary. This examination sheds light on the slippery nature of identity and allegiance during the Troubles, as well as the moral and ethical dilemmas faced by individuals involved in the conflict. Keefe's portrayal of Adams not only provides insights into his personal journey, but also reflects broader themes of memory, denial, and the construction of history. The author's investigative approach reveals the intricate web of political strategy, personal ambition, and collective memory shaping Adams' narrative, offering readers a nuanced understanding of a figure who remains polarizing to this day. Thirdly, the impact of the Troubles on communities. In Say Nothing, Patrick Radden Keefe expertly narrates how the Troubles profoundly affected communities in Northern Ireland, highlighting the pervasive sense of fear, mistrust, and division that permeated everyday life. The book details acts of violence and retaliation that became commonplace, illustrating the brutal reality faced by civilians caught in the crossfire. Through personal stories and historical analysis, Keefe underscores the erosion of social cohesion and the breakdown of communal relationships resulting from sectarian violence. The narrative provides a vivid account of how public spaces became battlegrounds and how the conflict entrenched identities along sectarian lines, complicating efforts towards peace and reconciliation. Keefe's exploration of the community impact emphasizes the lasting psychological and social scars left by the Troubles, as well as the resilience and resolve of communities striving to heal and rebuild in its aftermath. Fourthly, the peace process. A critical topic in Say Nothing is the intricate and challenging peace process that sought to bring an end to the Troubles. Keefe chronicles the diplomatic efforts, political negotiations, and key figures who played pivotal roles in moving Northern Ireland toward peace. He examines the complexities of brokering a peace agreement, highlighting the concessions, compromises, and acts of courage that were necessary to bridge deep-seated divisions. The author's analysis of the Good Friday Agreement, in particular, offers a comprehensive understanding of its significance as a turning point in the conflict. Keefe's account of the peace process also delves into the difficulties of implementing the agreement, addressing issues of justice, disarmament, and the integration of former combatants into society. The narrative captures the tentative hope, as well as the ongoing challenges, that define Northern Ireland's path to peace, providing a thought-provoking reflection on the nature of conflict resolution and reconciliation. Lastly, memory and legacy. The theme of memory and its impact on shaping the legacy of the Troubles constitutes a pivotal aspect of Say Nothing. Patrick Radden Keefe delves into the complex interplay between personal recollections, public commemorations, and historical narratives. The book challenges readers to consider how memory is constructed, contested, and reconciled within communities that have experienced profound trauma. Keefe examines the role of storytelling in preserving the past, the selective nature of collective memory, and the efforts to memorialize the conflict's victims. This exploration reveals the power dynamics involved in who gets to narrate history and whose stories are marginalized. Say Nothing brings to the forefront the ongoing struggle to address past injustices while moving forward, highlighting the importance of memory in forging a shared future. The author's analysis offers insightful perspectives on the possibilities and limitations of healing and reconciliation in the aftermath of conflict, underscoring the need for a nuanced understanding of the past to navigate the complexities of present and future challenges. In conclusion, Patrick Radden Keefe's Say Nothing, A True Story of Murder and Memory in Northern Ireland, is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the complexities of conflict, the human consequences of political strife, and the challenging road toward peace and reconciliation. The book is particularly relevant for historians, political scientists, sociologists, and those with a personal connection to Northern Ireland. However, its exploration of themes such as memory, identity, and the moral complexities of resistance and retribution make it a profound read for a broader audience as well. Say Nothing offers valuable insights into the human condition, demonstrating how history, politics, and personal stories interweave to shape the fabric of a society. By engaging with this book, readers can gain a deeper appreciation for the nuances of conflict resolution and the importance of understanding history to address contemporary issues. It is a powerful reminder of the legacies of past injustices and the ongoing effort required to forge a path of peace and understanding in their wake. If you would like to support Patrick Radden Keefe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.